10 years after the 9/11 report. Where do we stand now? Are we any safer? Joining us live are the two former co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission, Tom Kane and Lee Hamilton. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Chairman Kane, let me begin with you. I've read some of your recommendations for things we still need to do, and in reading those recommendations, I sort of was chilled at how poor we are prepared to defend ourselves against a cyber attack. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we said that in terms of defenses against cyber attacks, we're really like the day before 9/11. We really haven't gotten our act together. Congress has been unable to pass a bill. We have not had a really coordinated effort, we don't think, by the administration. There hasn't been a cooperation between business and the private sector and government. And meanwhile, a number of both foreign national governments and individuals have been stealing our secrets, not only our military secrets from the government, but also stealing our private sector secrets in ways that could cost jobs in this country in the future. It's the largest. So one of the people we talked to in the intelligence area said it's the largest transfer of knowledge out of this country in our history, and people are unaware of it.
Chairman Hamilton, let me ask you, one of the recommendations that you talk about here is a recommendation for transparency regarding the complexity and overclassification of intelligence apparatus. What does that mean for the public, and what do we need to know more about in the form of transparency?
This is a difficult area to gain transparency because obviously you are dealing with some material that is highly sensitive. On the other hand, it became very clear to us as we went through the process of reviewing our report and recommendations that our government has not been transparent enough with regard to many of the things they're doing. They could be more open about it without, we think, jeopardizing the national security of the United States and homeland security. Transparency, for example, on the amount of data that is collected by NSA and other agencies of government, how you get the balance right between security on the one hand and privacy and liberty on the other. The government simply has not been forthcoming in entering into a public dialogue with regard to this massive expansion of government power, which is the ability to collect, monitor, collect information, megadata, and monitoring that activity. So we think the public discourse on this very important question could be greatly improved if the American people simply had more information about what their government was doing, keeping in mind, of course, security concerns.
Chairman Kane, I need to ask you, one of the things that was striking about 9/11 was that there were a few people who were very worried and very concerned, but the dissemination of that information was in that issue. It is so important for us all to know what the threat is in order to defend against it.
Well, not only the dissemination, but even within government, there wasn't a sharing of information. For instance, the FBI did not talk to the CIA, and if they had, we feel it's at least a good chance that 9/11 could have been prevented because they both had information that if they'd shared it, would have enabled them, we think, to apprehend some of the conspirators. But as far as sharing information with the public, unless you do it, unless the public is on board, unless they understand the threat, and that's, of course, the responsibility not only of government but of the news media and everybody else. But once people understand the threat, they're willing to support the things you have to do to counter the threat. But if they don't understand the threat, if they don't know what's happening with ISIS, for instance, right now, and the fact that you could be creating over there a safe zone for terrorists to train, similar to the one in Afghanistan before 9/11, and that can't happen, if they understand that, then they will support whatever actions the government has to take to prevent that. If they don't know the threat, they're not going to be supportive of the countermeasures that we have to take. And in a democracy, unless you can bring the people along, you can't get the government to act.
And could a consolidation of DHS, like you're recommending, help us in that effort?
Yeah, the oversight of Department of Homeland Security by Congress is absurd. And it's over 90 different committees and subcommittees. Imagine if you had 90 different bosses. I mean, how would you get your job done?
I thought we did.
you may, but every single Secretary of Homeland Security have told Lee and I that the best thing we can do for them is to make Congress do some kind of proper oversight. So there are maybe one or two committees or three committees or four committees, but certainly not 90 different committees overseeing them. They spend all that time testifying rather than protecting us.
Tom Kane, Lee Hamilton, you've given so much time and so much of your lives to this country. We want to thank you first
and foremost
for that and for our follow-up conversation this morning on 10 years after the fact, what we still need to get right. Thanks very much for bringing all that to our attention. Appreciate it.